Fred Free Radio at the Torino International Film Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi, and I'm here with Igor Derlaccia, director of The Waiting Room. Hello, Igor.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, you have this movie called The Waiting Room, and which is a story of an actor that from Serbia that comes to Canada and doesn't fit in that much. You are a director that moved to Canada. Is there something of autobiographical in this?
The actor in question, yeah, he was born in Sarajevo in former Yugoslavia before the war. And during the war, he had to kind of relocate, even in his real life. So a lot of it is based on the story surrounding his immigration itself. And then some elements are fictionalized. So the film actually stars his biological son. So that son is actually his son in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and he's actually now an even more prominent actor than his father.
In Canada, then?
In Canada, yeah. So he's, like, on this, like, really famous kids show. So there's definitely, like, some overlap with, like, biography and kind of, like, a personal life story that informs some of the elements. But his son became an actor during the making of this film. So there's, like, a lot of ironic things.
Yeah.
And ironies that kind of happened while we were making it. Kind of fiction, kind of foreshadowing actual real life events, which was really odd.
Yeah.
Or maybe inspiring Yasmin to have his son act as well. But yeah, a lot of it is kind of this blurring between fiction and biography.
The fact that an actor moves from a country to another, he loses a little bit of his identity there and tries to build up a new identity in the new place. But for this, for the main character of your film, this thing seems to be impossible. Because it doesn't fit anywhere. It doesn't fit in Canada much because he was a famous actor in his former life, and now he has to be like a regular actor, so not that famous anymore. And when he goes back, it cannot fit there either. So the waiting is the fact that he's always waiting for something to happen, and that
exactly.
never happens.
So it's like he's waiting for this other home that used to exist, like a home in the past. So he's waiting for something that can never exist anymore. He will never regain that fame because he's kind of lived so long in another country that even the connection he used to have with his former homeland, and they're not going to give him the bigger roles. They likewise have typecast him in their own country because he's always playing the same roles, even in former Yugoslavia, in Bosnia, Serbia, Croatia. So when he's given a role in films from the region, he's still typecast. So he's typecast in the Canadian system as a bad guy, and then he's likewise gets typecast as like the funny guy in Croatia, Bosnia, and Serbia. So he's always kind of in this kind of waiting for something better, but that waiting is not going to produce anything. He has to make something else out of it, and that's why kind of the new generation takes over.
How was it for you to move as a director from your own land to Canada? How easy was it for you to fit in and then to start again, you know?
Well, I'm not trying to be ageist here. I was not as old as Yasmin when I arrived. I was 10.
Oh, okay.
I spent some time in the region and Europe before we immigrated. So the war was going on. My parents, I think, were pretty much sure they would never be returning permanently. Like they're from a mixed marriage, like ethnically, so they didn't feel like they could belong in a country that regressed a few decades in terms of progress. So like for me it was difficult insofar as they were the roots and the foundation of who you were always kind of in flux, but it was also a very good process to go through because it kind of informed your creativity and informed what you really wanted to do with your life. So it kind of gave me this kind of new life in Canada gave me an interesting point of view, I would say, to the life that my parents had in former Yugoslavia. And the little bit I do remember from former Yugoslavia, I remember quite a bit. So that was that's why I think I revisited these stories often because I still spend a lot of time there. A lot of the films that I've made before were actually shot in Bosnia. So there's always this connection.
I understand. How did you work with the lead actor to build up the role, knowing that, as you said earlier, some was actually taken from his real life? So how did you work together to fictionalize this role?
So a lot of it is just trying to find the very kind of honest kind of represent. I was trying to get him to kind of be the way he is in real life. So try to kind of minimize the acting and just kind of have him be
himself.
Be himself in a way. So, and he was, for the most part, like we really kind of grounded it that way. We spent a lot of time talking about scenes. Some of the scenes were inspired by, because like he has a story by credit. So some of the scenes were inspired by some of the stories he shared. And then other stories were complete fabrications. So kind of playing around with having him be like, be in the moment, even in those fabricated beats, as he's authentic in the ones that are not fabricated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then just only really act when he's supposed to be acting on screen, when he's doing a few of the roles, the Canadian roles, or when he's doing the installation, or when he's doing the performance for the diaspora in the restaurant. So it was trying to ground Yasmin, like, so he's not playing these typecast roles, because that's all he plays. Like, I wanted like little snippets of the typecasting for him to kind of really play it up during the audition process.
Yeah.
But the other ones to really kind of bring it down and just be very quiet, because there's this real sadness in him in real life.
Well, but it shows also in the movie, actually.
Yeah. I really wanted that melancholy, that sadness, that's kind of, it's very powerful, I think, in his case, because it comes from like this existential place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he hasn't really worked out his place in Canada yet, even though he's been there for 25 years.
And how did he react when he watched the movie for the first time?
The first time he watched it in Locarno, he didn't see it like privately.
Uh huh.
So he watched it with like 1,000 people.
So this was cruel.
Yeah, he enjoyed it. He's like, "This is much better than I thought it would be." I think he found the process very, very rigorous, but I think he found the final film kind of more authentic than he maybe anticipated.
Okay. And what's the future for the film? Are you touring a lot with it?
Yeah. So we it's been touring for, this is the, I guess, been the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's continuing. I can't tell you what festivals.
No, of course,
because I'm under contract not to tell you. But it's gonna be playing. It's playing right now in the region. It's playing in Serbia and Croatia as well this week.
But as a regular festival.
In Canada, it's going to be theatrically released in March. It played Locarno, the premiere, played Toronto, played a bunch of other European festivals, and then we're just going to kind of wait for an American premiere, and then see if we can get releases, like theatrical releases, either in the region, in former Yugoslavia, and maybe a few other territories if they're willing.
I always ask the same question to all the directors I interviewed. After the public screening, did you expect the reaction that the audience had, and which kind of reaction did you get?
I think there was a lot of reactions. I think that's what makes this process so fulfilling. If everybody reacted the same way, I don't think I would enjoy it as much, because then you're just making kind of very generic work that's very accessible. I think the kind of the multitude of reactions, people that really kind of understood the character, understood this kind of story within a story, this meta story, that, you know, who's real, who's not real. And then there's people who just kind of read it at face value, didn't understand any of the meta elements. So it was really interesting to kind of see how those reactions varied, and how the way they kind of were not really affected by this man's kind of travel, and other people who were really affected by it.
Yeah. Okay, so basically you're happy with it.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so thanks a lot, Igor.
Thank you for having me.
I'm trying to say your family name again, but I don't remember how to say it.
Drleja.
Exactly. Igor Drleja, director of The Waiting Room from the Torino International Film Festival. Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.